Good day, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
I am in very good contact with my spirit guides.
Very good contact.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Invite each over for tea now and then.
Hang out. It's great. And much of what you've imparted to us today has come to me in different ways along the way.
Yes.
And
all of this is available to all of you.
And there's one, thank you, yes. And there's one question that is challenging me, and I'm hoping that you can clear it up.
What is your exciting challenge?
Oh, my exciting challenge is that I am unclear about how child abuse or abuse of, let's say, war in a country where innocent people in their home just going about their business are suddenly traumatized.
Yes.
And I would love to understand your perception of that.
I will give you two out of many reasons why such things can occur on your planet. All right?
Thank you.
Number one. An individual, as a spirit, may choose to come into a situation where they know something like that may occur, so that they know also that the occurrence will allow itself to act as an example to others in that reality, so they can look at what their reality is like and decide to make sure that that never happens again.
Yes.
So that being will have, in that sense, endured that in order to function as a living example that can change reality and change people's ideas about how they wish their world to be. Secondly, when you are born into physical reality on your planet, because of the nature of the way consciousness has compartmentalized itself, many individuals will receive or get downloaded by their parents telepathically with their parents' fears, doubts, and so on and so forth, and the negative belief systems. When these are imprinted into the child and the child grows up without necessarily knowing that they are carrying these imprints, they may thus unknowingly attract themselves into situations that are representative of the negative fears that they are unaware of, and the negative situations that happen thus bring to their attention that they may have belief systems that would make it more likely for them to attract themselves into such situations than anything else. And that can act as an example for them to get in touch with that so they can also change that situation for themselves.
Yes, I see that.
All right. These are two ideas of why such things happen. It is not in that sense a justification, but these things can still be used in a positive way to allow things to be different. If you use them that way, then they will have served a positive purpose. If you allow as a species this to simply continue on, then in that sense you will simply be caught up in your own cycle of self-perpetuation. But remember that regardless how difficult, drastic, abusive, heinous, negative many of these things may seem, and again, this is not a justification, it is not an excusing of the perpetrators, because it is up to each and every being to get in touch with their own source of power and understand that they do not need to do those kinds of things in order to express the power that they wish to express. The idea of the lesson here is to understand that these things only really happen on your planet because there is such a strong investment in disempowerment. And the idea is that people on your planet are not taught to believe that they are empowered. They are taught to believe they are disempowered. And when a person is taught to believe they are disempowered, they will rebel against it, and they will take as many people with them down their spiral as they can, because they don't want to be alone. So it may actually be a distorted expression of love, because if that's the only way they have been taught to express the idea of connection negatively, then they will express with the only tool they have at hand, destructiveness.
Yes.
You follow me?
I do.
So these are all opportunities for individuals to get a handle on the true core reasons why these things happen and allow the change to occur instead of going into victimization that again has to do with blame, complaint, and justification.
Yes.
Does this help you?
It surely does.
And one more thing, remember, and again, not a justification in that sense, not an excuse. From the spirit level, these things are extremely temporary. Have you ever had what you call a bad dream and then woken up and gone, oh, that was just a dream?
Yes.
All right. When you die and go into spirit, that's exactly what you do. Oh, physical reality? Just a bad dream for a moment. It's not really who I am. You follow me?
Yes.
So there's that perspective too. And so from the spirit perspective, sometimes beings will understand that even though they know they may be becoming physical in a world that is somewhat chaotic and expresses itself somewhat abusively, they still know it is not really in any way, shape, or form permanent, and from their perspective, not really real. And they know, even though the idea of the physical mind and the higher self may experience the difficulty, it is still something that the soul can use in a positive way. And the idea is, again, to act as an example to the world, to bring it in front of everyone's face, that if such things are the way of the world and you don't prefer them to be that way, then do something constructive about it. And that way things will change.
Beautiful.
Now, remember also that you're, as a world, pretty much near the end of the cycle of all the negativity. And so, in a sense, there isn't that much time left in which to experience the idea of negative reality. And so, what you're doing now is getting it all up out of your system very rapidly, bringing it all out onto the table so you can decide what you do and don't prefer your world to be. Make sense?
Yes.
So the more actively involved you people become in the idea of helping to teach empowerment to people who have been taught disempowerment, the greater, faster, and more profound the healing will be. All right?
Yes, and I have another part of the question.
Oh, all right.
I feel like I vacillate between definitely being in touch with my higher self and then some of my domestications, which
yes.
want me to have a reaction to the abuser.
Yes.
And so I would love to have clarification from you on the, though I could probably say it's best to send love and to be loving, there's a part of me that fears that if I don't sort of scold or some, you know, that's not the right word, but have some sort of reaction to the abuser, that the abuse will continue. I just answered myself, but
yes, instead of a reaction, have a response and allow the energy to be this, if you're going to interact, that you understand that they are abusers because they have been abused and they are only continuing a chain of events. The idea is to allow them to understand, if they wish to, that there is a way for them to feel empowered instead of disempowered. And that will help not only them, but everyone. Does this make sense?
It does. And
the idea of reacting in the negative way. For the initial 15 seconds, your angry reaction is a natural reaction, a natural response that gives you an energetic alignment so that you understand vibrationally that you are a vibration that is different than that vibration. It aligns you to where you stand.
Yes.
But beyond that 15 seconds, it then dissolves into judgment. And if it dissolves into judgment, what you're actually doing is judging portions of yourself.
And then matching the vibration in
yes.
yourself to the...
And that's what the phrase means, judge not lest ye be judged.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you're being judged from outside. It means that as you judge, you take yourself to that level.
Yes.
And that's not going to help anyone heal. It's only going to perpetuate more judgment, more abuse. Understand in that sense that it takes a victim to make a victim. You understand?
Yes, I do.
So when you don't look at them as victims, because that's how they look at themselves,
yes,
and you see them as empowered beings that have the ability to find their power and change, that energy is at least an offering to them of the best opportunity to give them a chance to change, not that they have to. You follow me?
Yes.
And we understand that on your planet, because of the nature of some of those acts, that you have your ways of dealing with these things. But that's only, and ever only will be, a temporary measure. And it will not break the cycle until you actually teach people how to regain their self-empowerment.
Yes.
So, there are a variety of creative and imaginative ways that people are doing that on your planet. You can come up with your own way as well, or a variation on a way that is being done, and you can start at the child level, the intermediate level, the adult level, or all of the above. It's up to you as to what motivates you, what moves you, what empowers you to empower them, if they choose empowerment. But you can make it clear as possible, that that's the choice to make, and that the only reason that they feel the way they do is because they have been taught disempowerment, and that what they are doing that they think is representative of power is actually representative of disempowerment. And you can teach, in whatever way works for you, that the greatest power requires the lightest touch. Here's an example. You are familiar on your planet with the idea of building blocks, yes?
Yes.
All right. You can take building blocks and build a tower. And then you can take another pile of blocks and just scatter them on the ground. And then ask a person, what is easier, to build a new tower or to knock that one down? They will usually say, well, knocking that one down is easy. Yes. Why is it easy? Because destruction takes no power.
Wow.
It takes power to create.
Yes.
And in those kinds of imaginative examples, you can start to teach people the difference. You follow me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I ask you one more question?
Do I mind? No.
Do you spirit if I ask you one more question?
Go ahead.